Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hi there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You might be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special virtual event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I am so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. This week's episode is titled, Ways to Make EdTech Easier in 2021. And I want to share a few of my favorite tips for simplifying EdTech integration. The past 10 months or so have been long and a whirlwind at the same time, and this has been an unimaginable year in so many ways. As someone who's been thinking about educational technology and how to make the most of digital tools in classroom settings for a long time, you can imagine I've been fielding lots of questions and working with lots of educators who want to make EdTech easier in their learning environments. Whether you are full-time in a physical classroom, working entirely at a distance, or a mix of both, I have 5 tips that I hope will make EdTech life easier for you in 2021. First up on our list is to start the year with a wish list. Put on a timer, try just 10 minutes, and start writing a list of all of your EdTech goals. You might include a tool you heard of you want to try out, or a person in your school or district you've been meaning to reach out to this year. Don't overthink this activity too much. Just commit to the free write nature of listing a bunch of things that come to mind. Create your wish list with these first few stream of consciousness items. Then go into your notes wherever they might be scattered. If you're like me, you might jot some things down in a paper planner and place other ideas in a digital space. Do a quick skim through your notes, take another 10 minutes, and decide if there is anything else you want to add to your wish list. Remember, a wish list is just that. Things you are thinking about, maybe or not maybe, ready to commit to. Finally, for this first tip on the list, take another 10 minutes to prioritize. If you've joined me for a webinar this year, you've probably already heard me use the goal-setting framework of this week, this month, this year. Take a look at your wish list and choose just 3 things to focus on, 1 for each category. So this week, this month, this year. You don't have to tear up your wish list after committing to these 3, but make these 3 your priority and know you can always switch it up as the year progresses. A wish list is a great way to think about what you're interested and excited about, and a great tool to have as you get ready to prioritize for this year. Number 2 on our list of tips or ways to make EdTech easier in 2021 is to embrace your place. One big way to make EdTech easier this year is to embrace your place. When I say the term place, I mean the space where you organize and post content for students. In a kindergarten classroom, your place might be Seesaw. And in a middle or high school classroom, your place might be Google Classroom, Microsoft Teams, or another learning management system. Many schools and districts have decided on what this place is. They've picked the platform or hub where you post and distribute work. Embracing this place, using all of the functionality and not adding in too many extras, will make your life so much easier. Even though it might be tempting to introduce lots of different places to go, you want to have a consistent place to point students and families to. choosing to lean into this one place will make your life a lot easier. It will remove the barriers for student success and the emails full of questions that might fill up your inbox. You are welcome to borrow or use this term, embrace your place, if it resonates with you. I know for me, it's a great reminder and one that I like to share, and it pretty much just sums up the way we know we want to simplify things, keep it all in the same place, send kids, colleagues, and families all to the same place, really lean in and embrace what that place can do for you. So number one of our ways is to start the year with a wish list, and number two is to embrace your place. Our third on the list of ways to make EdTech easier in 2021 is to personalize your PD, or your professional development. How do you like to learn? Take a moment to think about how you like to learn, and there isn't a correct or incorrect answer to this question. There is just an answer that is right for you. You might be someone who prefers listening to podcast episodes like this one during a commute while running errands or exercising. You might even have someone in your life that you send a, "Did you listen to the new episode?" text so you can swap ideas or share a takeaway. Podcasts might not be your answer to the question of how do you like to learn. Instead, you might be someone who prefers webinars or masterclass video recordings. I love 30 or 45 minute targeted webinars or recordings that focus on one big topic. And if you're a member of my Easy EdTech Club, you know that I create these kind of masterclass videos for members of the club that they can watch on their own time. Now, you might look for a live event to attend where there's that extra value in showing up live and participating in a chat or discussion. Or you might prefer to watch a replay or a recording. I've found that recordings work best in my own professional learning, especially when there's an option to play the video replay at 1.25 or 1.5 speed. I talk a little fast, so maybe when you're listening to my podcast episodes, you're just listening to them on one time speed, right? You can speed up the podcast episodes just like you can on lots of video platforms too. Now, if you're more of a blog post reader or book club person, you might want to try out a solo or group reading opportunity. To make things a little bit easier this year, especially one where we want to be mindful on how we allocate our time, you might want to bring three or four colleagues together to review a few blog posts or a quick reference guide, like the one I put together for ASCD earlier this year on distance learning essentials, and then talk about your big takeaways. Book clubs are great, but these shorter reading experiences for PD might be a great way to ease into a book club commitment in the future. Just like we emphasize the importance of choice for students, embrace the way you like to learn as you plan for the year ahead. Let's jump into number 4 and 5 on the list. Number 4 is schedule your time. For this tip, my first thought is always easier said than done. Scheduling time is not always an easy thing to do. But when your calendar and to-do list is long, right, how could you possibly add another appointment to the list? Well, I'm also a big believer that if it's not on my schedule, it's not going to happen. Adding a time to your calendar to attend to items on your EdTech to-do list can help increase the chances that you'll actually be able to get to them. If you are in a position where you can block out 20 minutes on your calendar, maybe once a week, make a recurring appointment on your calendar. If you are someone who has a schedule that changes frequently, you might look at your calendar on a Friday afternoon and pick a time that week to do just one thing, like watch that webinar replay you weren't able to attend live or to read through the blog posts you've bookmarked in your inbox. I know that strategy of looking on a Friday and then blocking off some time and hoping that it doesn't get scooped up is the best way for me. If you have a schedule that stays pretty static, you might be able to make a standing appointment on your calendar for that type of learning opportunity. Now, listeners of my podcast might remember episode 17, so scrolling back a bit if you're listening on Spotify or wherever you might be listening, where I talked about my must-have productivity tools for teachers. I'll make sure to link to that episode, episode 17, wherever you're listening to this episode in case you want to check it out. When you sit down with your 20 minutes or so to dive into an EdTech goal, try out one of my favorites that I mentioned in that episode. It's an app called Forest, like the forest, and you can use it on your phone to set a timer, or you can even try out the Chrome extension too. Number five on our list of ways to make EdTech easier in 2021, this final tip on the list is open-ended creation tools. And it's one that I come back to frequently when speaking to educators about making EdTech easier. Open-ended creation tools give students a space to make a product of their learning. They are a blank canvas and can be used in multiple settings. Committing to learning how to use a single open-ended creation tool with your students can offer a big bang for your buck. If you use the same tool with students across multiple projects, then kids will know what buttons to press, they'll have confidence, and they might even wow you with some special things they figure out. The key with picking an open-ended creation tool is to make sure it is flexible for lots of learning experiences. In episode 94 of my Easy EdTech podcast, this is episode 92, so in 2 weeks, I'll dive into the specifics of why this is really top of my list, even though I saved it for last today. It really is top of my list of recommendations to educators looking to simplify technology integration. There are lots of open-ended creation tools to choose from, including Adobe Spark, a tool I love so much that I co-wrote a book about it with Ben Forda, Book Creator, Buncee, Soundtrap EDU, and lots more. As you strive to make EdTech easier in 2021, these five tips are a starting point to brainstorm, plan, and take action. So let's go through them one last time. Start the year with a wish list, embrace your place, personalize your PD, schedule your time, and of course, open-ended creation tools, which we'll revisit in an episode 2 weeks from today. Share your big and small wins on social media this year, or with a colleague down the hall, or even in your own journal or portfolio to keep track of your struggles and successes this year. So let's finish up this episode the way we always do, by making this EdTech easy. First, prioritize your goals. Next, explore open-ended tools. Then, reflect on your favorite way to learn. Finally, try to carve out time on your schedule. Now, don't forget to get yourself on the wait list. Head over to classtechtips.com/club to grab your spot on the wait list for the Easy EdTech Club. Everyone on the wait list will be the first to know when my membership site opens up for 2021, so you can join the hundreds of educators who want to make EdTech easier too. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. A review makes a big difference in helping other people find the podcast. So if you're listening, especially on Apple Podcasts today, just scroll down to the bottom of the podcast feed. You should see some other ratings and reviews. Tap on those 5 stars. Leave maybe a sentence review. It would be a huge help and I would be so appreciative.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.